Glenn Ralston, head football coach Craig Lynch joining us here as they get ready to take on River Valley coming up here in week number 5. Wildcats sitting at 2-2 on the season, picking up a nice win last week against Siouxland Christian, really in dominant fashion in the second half. Coach, appreciate you joining us here today, and congrats on that one last week.
Thanks, Jeff. It's always good to join you.
Yeah, absolutely. Coach, it sounds like kind of a rough first half, just having a hard time holding on to the ball last week. But once the guys kind of got things going, rolled last week and played very well the way it sounds in the second half.
Yeah. We did struggle. We got the ball in some great field position with opportunities to score and kind of gave it back to them a few times or got ourselves behind the chains penalty-wise. We still have some things to clean up in our play action pass blocking game, but the physicality was so much better. Our running game looked so much better and improved. So, as the game went on, we got through about mid second quarter and second half. We really saw some things that we liked offensively.
Coach, you talked about needing to clean up some, pass protection or whatever in the blocking schemes. Has that been a focus this week?
Yeah, and it will be going forward. We've really, in practice for about the last 2-3 weeks, we've really slowed things down, really went to more of a walkthrough basis, giving kids as many looks as we think they can get, and making sure everything's just clear and sound in their mind, and we've done that a lot with the running game, and now we just need to do the same thing with the passing game. It's difficult for us. We scout a lot of teams that we see on film. We're seeing defenses that are play against the spread, and then we're never quite sure how people are going to play us defensively. So we just try to go through about every scenario here, and the last step we really see right now is that pass protection game.
Where have you seen the growth the most in your run game, which sounded like last week in the second half really kind of got going?
Well, it's just that kids will be more physical when they know where they're going or where they feel comfortable that they've got their assignment right, and we've seen that on both sides of the ball. Our physicality stepped up the less we have to worry or think about where we should be. When they know, then, they go. And we really saw that a bunch, especially in the second half Friday, where they just looked a lot more confident and a lot more sure of themselves.
Coach, River Valley coming in right now, winless on the season. Offensively, their numbers look balanced. They've thrown it 88 times this year, run it a little over 100 times, but the run game really looks to be struggling. What does their offense look like?
They kind of do a lot of the same sets we've seen, very similar to our Weaver. They try to spread you to run it most of the time. They've struggled to run it in their double tight formation. So, it's the same things we've been talking about week after week. Our defensive ends did so much better last week on maintaining the good rush angle and maintaining contain and guys being in the gaps that they're supposed to be. So, it'll be a lot of the same for us on the defensive side of the football. So hopefully we can perform like we did last week.
And it looks like 7 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. The secondary's got a chance to make some plays, but got to get pressure up front, I would imagine.
Yeah, and that's usually our whole goal. An eight-player game to me is creating pressure and making guys get rid of the football sooner than they want to. There's a lot of space out there. So if you give quarterbacks time, if they break contain or you don't get an ample pass rush, it's pretty easy to find somebody to shake loose. So pressure will be a key, I think, to creating some of those turnover opportunities.
When they run the ball, what do they like to do with their run game?
A little bit of both. If they're double tight, they try to run up between the tackles. Otherwise, they're trying to run their quarterback most of the time and get out on the edge on you. They'll spread you out and then just try to block you down and try to get the advantage on the edge. So, like I said, it's kind of that same running game we've seen the last few weeks. It seems to be like the popular thing in eight-player football right now.
They do create some turnovers. They've got six fumble recoveries, three interceptions. So I'm sure that's something you guys have talked about. They're averaging getting almost 2 to 2.5 turnovers per game. You mentioned you don't know exactly for sure what defenses always look to do because everybody else kind of spreads things out. So you guys don't always get to see what teams are going to do against a two tight end set type of offensive look. But what are you expecting from them defensively? And has their ability to create turnovers been anything you've talked with your guys about this week?
Well, I think for us, it's just about taking care of the ball, no matter who you're playing. We had way too many turnovers last week, just playing, not taking care of the ball, not securing it. You know, a couple of them were guys that just trying to make an extra effort, trying to gain more yards, and sometimes you talk about them even on, you know, sometimes you get to a point of play where it is time to go down. You know, you don't want to expose the ball or expose yourself. So most of our conversations are just around, you know, good fundamental football. You do things right fundamentally. You tend not to turn it over. So, you know, that's our goal there. And defensively, I think we'll see a three-front of some type. It just depends how they play their ends on our ends, if they squeeze or pinch on us, or if they keep them outside and try to take an option game away. So, and we'll know that. We'll know that within about the first 2 minutes, the first two series.
Long road trip for you guys this week, and I know you guys take one game at a time, but next week you come home for Kingsley Pearson for homecoming. Chance to get on a little bit of a run for this team over the next couple of weeks?
Oh, it'd be nice to. I mean, this is a big part of it. You know, I think collectively as a group, they feel like they took a step forward, and they can see it. They can watch it and see it. And they know, you know, maybe what the next step is. So if we can see another step forward this week, then that's what you're hoping. You know, you want to be the best you can be at the end of the year. And if we can put another good effort together Friday, then you come back. And I think it gives you the confidence to compete with anybody.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here today. Best of luck coming up on Friday. I know the guys looking forward to catching up with you for the Scoreboard Show following the game on Friday night.
Sounds good, Jeff. Thank you.
You bet. Head Coach Craig Lynch again with the Glen Ralston Wildcats. Again, they're on the road at Vit River Valley coming up on Friday night.